Nelson Mandela also lent his weight, influence and experience to the peace process here in Northern Ireland. Let's speak to the former First Minister and Ulster Unionist leader, Lord Trimble. Good morning to you, Lord Trimble.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts?
Well, it's obviously it wasn't a surprise, and he's led a very full and rewarding life.
What was your impression when you met him? What did you make of him as a man?
Oh, very relaxed. Good sense of humour. That was the time when I met him, when he flew, basically represented us as various elements in Northern Ireland, to a conference in South Africa where all the major players of the South African peace talks came and took us through their experiences, which was very, very interesting indeed.
Did it help the peace process here, or is that overblown?
We borrowed from the South Africans the concept of sufficient consensus. Now, we then defined it in our own, in terms of our own circumstances, but we took that basic idea. I thought when we went down that we might take more of the techniques that they had used, but in the event, our own circumstances evolved in their own particular way. So we're left then with the general example of, you know, these things can be done, which is really the only lesson that other people should take out of our experience in Northern Ireland too.
How would you rate him in terms of as a world statesman?
Oh, as an example to others, as a very real example to South Africa even today, a person of, you know, of world standing, yes, no doubt about that.
I was broadcasting on Five Live last night, Lord Trimble, when this news broke, and many of the commentators who were coming on were remarking on his lack of bitterness as soon as he left jail. He was able to leave some 27 years in jail, not a bitter man.
He was able to see the big picture. And he was able to see past those circumstances to what the requirements of the future were. There was a bit of preparation for this because we now know that the leaders of the apartheid regime were engaged in serious talks with him for some time, some significant time before the release. So he'd had time, obviously, to reflect and to think. He absolutely, from the minute he walked out, he struck a new note and gave a very clear steer as to what the future was going to be. And that, more than anything, that did, I think, a tremendous amount of good in terms of preparing for the transition which followed.
Lord Trimble, thank you very much indeed.